Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, good morning. It's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me right now, I have Anne-Marie Anderson. She's the Recruitment, Retention, and Substitute Specialist for the Human Resources Department of the High Desert Education Service District.
Good morning.
How did they fit all that on your name tag?
It doesn't fit.
It doesn't. So you don't have a name tag that has all that?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a lot. Like, they would have to issue a complete shirt instead of just the tag. What does all that mean? First of all, starting with what the organization does or is.
Thanks. The High Desert Education Service District is a regional service provider to our 10-plus surrounding school districts in Central Oregon. I like to say that we hire the specialists that then we send out to support our surrounding schools. So everyone from the attorneys and the IT people and the physical therapists and the OTs and the PTs to the essential substitute teachers that step in when our own educators need to have a day off of work.
Okay. Something you explained to me off the air, and I thought this is a very valuable resource that you guys have here, is a school district might not have enough funds or enough need to hire on a full-time something.
Specialist, sure.
Sure. Yeah. And that's what you help provide.
So we step in having that talented human to then send out to multiple locations within a school district or multiple school districts. For example, we hire folks like the sign language interpreters and the language access folks who just had a really busy conferences session showing up, helping parents have their parent-teacher conference interpreted.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been around?
The High Desert ESD has been serving regionally for years. I know we've been providing substitute services for almost 20 years.
Wow. Yeah. So you've helped a lot of people in this community.
A lot of people in this community. When you think of the folks who show up to become a substitute, they're typically people that care for kids and have a heart for service. They're also people that are starting their career in education or ending their career in education, or they're coming into Central Oregon schools and or the community of Central Oregon and are looking for a way to give back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is it you do exactly?
So I do the recruitment, retention, and I onboard and coach and help train all of our substitutes in Central Oregon. Right now, we have about 1,000 substitutes. But we know that we need about, mathematically speaking, 1,600 substitutes because one substitute does not equal one educator. And we have over 3,100 educators that we support here in Central Oregon.
And that brings us to why you're here today.
Yeah.
And that is we're recruiting people to help out.
We are recruiting.
So, I mean, what kind of people are we looking for? Do you have to have a certain education level? Or anything like that?
Yes. So there's three different levels of substitute positions. And you can find more information on our website, which is hdesd.org, hdesd.org. So the first level of substitute is called classified substitute. And these are the folks that are willing to step in and work as an assistant in our schools. So say you're having small group math sessions with kiddos that are needing extra teaching on their math, or small group reading sessions with kiddos. You're pulling those kiddos aside and helping them learn how to read or do math. Maybe you are taking kiddos out to recess. Maybe you are helping a classroom teacher manage the kiddos in their class. Maybe you are serving in the office as a classified substitute, helping answer the phone or getting messages delivered throughout a school. Or maybe you're the librarian. That classified substitute is our highest need. Those folks also support our special needs kiddos throughout Central Oregon. So kiddos that need extra help getting to class, just to escort down the hall, or kiddos that need extra support in a supported classroom environment, We could put people to work almost every day in classified substitute roles.
And so in that scenario, I don't need a degree from Harvard
That's
or anything
right.
like that.
You don't. You need your high school diploma.
Okay.
And so we can hire you at the classified level if you've completed high school. Then we have the next level of folks, which is called the restricted substitute. The restricted substitutes are folks that have their bachelor's degree or their master's degree, but not in education. They've gone to school, they've achieved a college degree. They're probably finding, hey, I'm really good at leading a classroom. I'm really good at showing up for kids. I think I've got the skills to be a substitute. So then we guide those folks in achieving their own personal restricted substitute license, because the state of Oregon requires anyone who's stepping in at the teaching level to have a license.
Okay.
A license to teach. And then the third level of folks that we hire are the teachers, the folks that have gone to school to achieve their bachelor's in education or their master's in education. They are pursuing a career in education. They already are licensed, or they've been licensed in another state and they're moving to Central Oregon and they want to use their skills to serve our community as a substitute. Or maybe they've just retired from teaching in one of our schools and they're stepping in to now be a substitute in one of our schools.
And we're looking for all three levels right now, right?
All three levels.
We have a major shortage.
Especially the classified folks. We need people that are willing to show up and serve in our schools at that classified assistant level, especially.
Okay. So if someone's interested, they go to the website. Is there like a page on there where
there
you
is,
do something?
Right on our landing page, you will see click here to become and learn more about how to be a substitute.
Okay. And what's the website again?
Yep. It's hdesd.org. hdesd.org.
I'll be talking to Anne Marie Anderson, the Recruitment, Retention, and Substitute Specialist for the Human Resource Department at the High Desert Education Service District. Thank you so much for coming in.
I'm so grateful for your time. Thank you.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.